It's real DJ Pies move.
Taking down ISIS, though.
Got him.
Got him.
Connect with us on Instagram.
I'm going back to ISIS.
Jesus Christ.
God.
Fucking
disaster.
Welcome to IDOL, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 58.
Say 58?
I've gotten through a few episodes without you complaining. We do have a special guest today.
He's here.
I'm back.
The longest time he's ever waited.
I was waiting for you guys to introduce me. Well, I haven't been on a podcast in a while.
Been a while.
I forgot that Evan does that every time.
Back together.
Back. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Been a long time. Okay. No. Good. Happy to be here.
You know, that song came up while I was driving the other day.
Yeah?
I was pretty excited. I listened to the whole thing.
Stain.
There are other words.
I forgot. Barely.
Yeah.
Barely. Was it the live version or the album version?
I'm not diving deep into Stain's cuts here.
Because it's Stain featuring Fred Durst is the live version.
Ooh, nice.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing today?
It's great.
Yeah?
Good.
All got here on time, so that was good.
What do you mean?
I think we are a little late.
We are a little late this week, once again.
A little early.
Yeah, so scheduling update. We're doing what we can here. I got called out that there were not as many lists lately.
I mean, people need breaks. Jeez.
By my mother-in-law.
Oh.
I don't think she's a podcast listener, but...
Yeah, well...
She lives for the list, though.
Yeah. So I don't know what to tell her. We're doing what we can. I think it's still pretty consistent.
See.
I think we were oversaturating the market with lists for a while.
Yeah, I agree. ROI was not really panning out.
No.
Yeah, but anyway... We're back to work.
Yeah. You know?
Not everyone's back to work, though. It's been a rough couple weeks.
Oh!
The silent applause feels
so good.
Didn't know where we were going with that.
It's been a rough couple weeks in the Chicago area.
It has.
For those with kids, at least.
That teacher strike.
Yeah. It's a little... I mean, it's gone on pretty far. But, like, there's no such thing as being anti-teacher.
No.
It's a bad look if you're anti-teacher.
Yeah.
Well, also, if you're going to send your kid to public school, your kid's not going to get educated.
Yeah.
If you're anti-teacher.
I was like, I went to public school. Come on.
I did too for a little bit.
Snobby. I did not. I would never. We actually had a name for it. PST. Public school trash.
Wow. This is just an offensive podcast.
Yeah.
Well, the Catholic school, you don't get educated all day. There's a lot of church going where you pretty much make up all your insults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Was it just this past week when we were talking about how you'd go to mass at private school and intentionally lock your knees so that you pass out?
Yeah. Yeah. That happened a lot in my school.
All right, guys, I'm going to go pass out now.
Yeah. Evan, are you going to pass out this week? They sat me in like the wooden pews, not the cushion pews, and that's really going to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not everyone's supporting the teachers, though. There's a next door thread.
Yep.
That is up to 589 comments.
Holy shnikes. Wow.
And it's a doozy.
One of the top comments, though, by Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, so Rahm Emanuel of East Avondale does not support the teachers union.
Whoever made that account, bravo.
Yeah.
How did he get in?
But you're not supposed to, like I always say, next door is nothing if you don't self-police.
I mean, I'd verify him.
Rahm didn't live in East Avondale.
Though. I know.
He lived in, like, Ravenswood.
It's been a fun back and forth of people going.
What did Rahm say? Does anyone remember exactly?
Well, Rahm did not support the teachers union. It's a protection racket.
Ooh. Yeah.
Strong words. And then Randy commented, Rom. As in really, actually, Rom?
Nice job, Randy.
And Rom said, yeah.
Randy with an I.
Awesome.
Oh. You say, yeah, Brandy?
She's a fine girl.
But yeah, this is a good thread. I highly recommend it if you can get in, because people are going back and forth, and
it's
funny because everybody's relating the teacher strike to topics that are not related to the teacher strike.
No,
at all.
Well, I like the so the one guy the who's part. Like, I pay taxes. I don't get a 5% raise every year.
You could argue about the property tax thing if it's getting in service of like, oh, that those taxes should go to the teachers, and they don't. Like, what's going on with my taxes? Uh-huh. But to relate your tax paying to the raise,
it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Teachers, thankless job.
Literally.
But they work 9 months of the year. So. Joking.
I'm sure there are plenty
of teachers.
My mother
and sister are teachers.
My sister.
And a lot of my family.
Shout out to Todd, brother-in-law.
Oh, he's a teacher?
History teacher.
Nice.
Do not take one of his quizzes.
No.
Off the cuff.
Really?
You will fail.
What grade?
It's like high school.
Yeah, I'd probably ace that real quick.
No. His tests, they're not multiple choice. They make you think.
Mm.
And I always tell him, that's not what I wanted as a student. I don't want to think.
It's very true.
I just want to memorize.
Yeah.
And he goes into this whole thing about, you have to learn differently. And
no, memorize and forget. Memorize and forget. I still do that at work. I don't even know how to innovate anymore.
Ah, it's tough out there.
Yeah. I think like a startup.
That's what we do here. Anyway.
Next door has been pretty great. Here's one from Greater Vancouver, real quick. Urgent alert. Could everyone be quiet for a few days? I really need to catch up on some sleep.
That's awesome.
Yep. I hope that got a lot of comments.
Another one was, this one's one of my favorite because I'm a child. Someone vandalized a pumpkin in the neighborhood because it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a whole pumpkin and someone just opened it up and carved penis into the side of it.
All right.
Like they spelled it?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
But you know what? Yeah, you know what? You're right, Paul. A drawing would have been better.
Yeah.
It's not as funny.
Yeah.
I have a question about Halloween.
Yeah.
Is this just like Chicago? Is Chicago just like ridiculously into Halloween?
Is Chicago just better at holidays than most other places?
No. Yes. See, here's my issue.
Yes.
Is everybody in the neighborhood gets super into Halloween with their stupid webs that get wet and then gross and just the worst. But nobody puts up holiday lights. It's pitch black in my neighborhood, but Halloween, we all got our stupid skeletons
like
up.
Christmas and
well, it's really cold outside during Christmas.
It's not very festive.
Pretty cold right now.
Not as cold.
All right. Are you a weatherman?
I've just never seen a city get so into Halloween. It's weird.
While not
getting into any other holiday.
I think Halloween's an easier...
I don't know. Holiday. I don't know why you're trying to quiz us, Scott.
Yeah. But I think I could get a quick...
That was a D-plus at best.
Halloween quiz going on for y'all.
Ooh. Nice.
Sweet.
So
didn't see that coming.
Tis the season of Halloween.
Just trying to move this thing along.
And
save us from
ourselves. Yeah. Tis the season of Halloween, and actors and actresses are some of our favorite people on this podcast. So I thought we'd do a quick, does he or she believe in ghosts?
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
This is according to a businessinsider.com article. Yes, this is business related.
So you know it's true.
Yep.
That checks out.
Do you pay for the premium Business Insider subscription?
Obviously.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I'm waiting for the turn of the month, though, so I can get my 5 free reads on the Tribune.
Come on, Thursday. Okay, so I got 10 celebrities. Give me a yes or no.
All right. Are we going one at a time, or are we going at the same time?
Like, I will say a celebrity's name, and then both of you
will respond.
Okay.
Okay.
The one, the only, Rihanna. Yas.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one. I'm going with a yes.
Yeah, it's a yes. Okay.
No explanation needed there.
No explanation.
Yeah, she's in the Caribbean.
Big time.
Slap at a base.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay, it's ghosts, right, that we're defining here?
Or spirits.
Okay, because, see, no, that's the distinction, because I could see him being like, I believe in spirits, but I don't believe in ghosts, or something wacky like that.
I think we're talking, like, not like the Holy Spirit. It's not a religious thing.
God, right? No.
Yeah.
I'm going to go yes.
Oh, I'm going to go the opposite way and say no. I think he's too logical.
Correct answer is yes. He saw, when he was a kid, he apparently saw a jacket waving through a doorway. No heads, no legs, no body, just the jacket, and then it disappeared.
Dang.
He told Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, I saw that episode.
Yeah, back in 2014.
Top Jimmy. Somehow.
Number four Jimmy.
Keanu Reeves, co-star in the great movie Point Blank, also played a ghost himself, Patrick Swayze.
My favorite. Top five ghost.
Top five ghosts.
Sam Wheat. No, I didn't think we'd bring him up again.
Talk about Sam Wheat again.
It's a top five ghost.
Sorry, you can go.
No, you go ahead. I've kicked us off the last time.
I'm going to go with no, because it's ironic that he would play a ghost, but not believe in ghosts themselves.
I'm going to go no as well. I'm sure it came up in one of like the pre-movie interviews they were doing. It's like, well, do you believe in ghosts? Like, no, but...
He does not. Yeah. Correct.
Yes. All right.
Shifting gears to another...
Are you keeping score over there?
Yeah, no, not at all.
I think it's 2-1, Paul.
3-2, yeah. Technically.
3-2.
To another great...
You're right.
Another great actress from the Idol pod, Emma Stone.
Mm.
Best Emma, maybe. Haven't done that list yet.
No. Just
best actress. I'll keep my calling.
Next most likely to be Meryl Streep. I'll say no.
Okay. Scott?
I'm going to zig off your zag and say yes. Emma Stone believes in ghosts.
She does.
Yes.
Long family histories of quarters apparently appearing on tables around her house.
That's just like a wacky uncle.
She thinks her late grandfather would leave quarters for her.
It's kind of weak. If you can, if in the afterlife you can come back and do stuff.
Yeah.
That's a pretty weak game to be playing.
Yeah.
Here's a quarter.
Yeah. I want a stack of hundreds.
He's going to be rich.
Yeah. I don't think ghosts are allowed to do that. Ghosts can't,
you can't get rich because of a ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just finding quarters. It's not.
Well, double down. Double down again. Double down again.
Always double down.
Moving on.
Evan, do you know about compound interest? Have you heard of that?
No, I have not.
So, would you rather have $1 million or one penny that doubles? It starts with a penny, it doubles every day for 30 days. Okay, look it up.
New star of the new Charlie's Angels. I guess she's not a new star, but she's an old star. Kristen Stewart.
Go ahead, Scott.
Also, the... what was she?
Are you on Business Insider right now?
No.
The werewolf movies?
She was in Twilight, right?
Twilight. That's vampires.
I've never seen Kristen Stewart in anything.
Really?
So I feel like I have a good pulse of what she's thinking. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
I'm going to go...
She believes in vampires.
But I'm going to go no.
She does. She does believe in ghosts. Phew,
that was a close one.
She's from a small town making a small movie, and I'd be in a strange apartment and literally be like, please no, I cannot deal with this, when she saw a ghost.
So she's seeing the
cool story. She told that cool Vanity story. Fair in 2019. This one should be easy. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
It's yes from Scott.
I'll go yes.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. He's fucking weird. Another actress on the Meryl Streep list, Anne Hathaway.
If she does, she's going to be awfully annoying about it, and people are going to be pissed.
Yeah. I'll go no.
Oh, man. I'm going to go no as well.
Close. Ooh. Safe.
Ooh. I want to make it to the end here.
Correct. No.
Yes.
Okay. How many is that? Three left.
Okay. I think we're tied right now.
Tied. Mm-hmm. The one, the only, Vin Diesel. Star of the Hobbs Fast and Furious Shaw. Franchise.
There's a lot of Hobbs and Shaw trailers out there right now.
He's not in Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh.
Who's He's Hobbs not Hobbs Shaw? Or oh, Shaw.
Is it Statham?
Statham and The Rock. God dang it, Scott.
Those two guys look awfully similar.
Really, what's the difference? Besides, like, 4 inches. I'll say yes.
Shit. I was going to say yes as well.
Be my guest.
Well, what are you
going to
say?
Yes, I am going to say yes.
Incorrect.
That was a huge opportunity missed.
Co-starred Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids, Kristen Wiig.
I'm saying yes.
I think it would be funnier if it was no, because she's kind of wacky. Just give me your damn answer. So let's go with no.
Correct, no.
Last but not least, over there.
Last but not least, I saved this one because I don't know if Scott knows who he is.
Oh, shut up.
Danny Glover.
Come on.
The famous Lethal Weapon.
Should
movies.
I go first?
Yeah, I think Angel's in the outfield.
But. What's tough about us both going is we have to be different. You go. So I'll let you make your decision.
No, that's not fair.
I will say yes, Danny Glover believes in ghosts.
I'll say no to make it interesting, but I deep down believe that he does. He was in Angels in the Outfield.
He does not believe in ghosts.
Yes, yes.
All tied up.
Is there a tiebreaker?
Sure, I could look one up really quick.
No, my answer is no. Nah, we're good.
Yeah.
Nice. Good quiz.
That's a good quiz.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ties are okay.
No, they're not.
Ellen does, yeah.
I was going to say yes, but I'll say no to let Paul win the game.
Ellen DeGeneres does.
Of course, because you just looked it up.
I know.
All right.
Well, I stay undefeated in the quizzes.
That was a fun one.
That was a good one.
But we got places to be, and I don't want to have to be late and come up with some kind of excuse, you know? So maybe we should get to this list. Yeah.
There were so many opportunities.
Were there other ones that you guys had? I didn't see you coming.
The fact that we're literally 2 weeks late on this list.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When did we... Oh, so yeah, we started making this list...
About 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yep.
We basically had it, and I'm going to blame Evan.
Yeah.
Because we left the board that Tuesday saying, just finish it.
Yep.
And he never did.
And then I think I was out sick for quite some time.
So that's an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shout out.
Anyway.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I feel great.
Tummy's better?
Tummy feels fine.
Good. I was going to say something more.
Shout out to my dad again. for coming up with this.
Eat the paper.
Miss Dawson, my Tommy Hoyts. Shout out to my dad making up this list. Send us the list.
Sorry, Scott and I need a moment. We need a second.
Can't bring up this show during the podcast.
Evan, you need to watch the show.
I really do. I was looking at the Twitter feed earlier. It's,
the NBA one?
I was both.
Oh.
I was like in the train. I'm just laughing out loud. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
So we have a list this week.
Finally. Back.
Who came up with this list? Evan?
My dad came up with this list. Oh. So again, he's got...
Two in a row.
Yeah, right? Two in a row, I think.
Dang.
Yeah. We listen. Give us some options, guys.
Yeah.
Please.
Otherwise, it's me and we're going to rank salad type soon, so...
Kale.
Solid threat.
So the list this week.
Yeah.
Excuses on being late.
Should be excuses for being late.
I just noticed that. As you were reading it, and I was reading it.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Excuses on being late.
Makes no sense, grammatically speaking.
Yeah, that's right.
We got it, though.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Being late.
Okay. So, no. Do we need any more explanation?
Yeah, it's being late. It's not showing up.
Not being on time.
Yeah.
True.
Reasons for not being on time.
Or early.
Awesome. That's next week's list.
There was no traffic. All right. Number five. Excuses for being late.
Right.
My alarm didn't go off, / I overslept.
Yeah, which are actually two different things in my book.
I'm surprised it's made it as one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overslept is just like, didn't feel like getting up.
Overslept.
What I had wasn't as important as my sleep.
Yeah.
Versus a faulty alarm clock.
Overslept, in my opinion, is like, I just didn't care about your engagement as much as sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Faulty alarm clock is the same thing, but I'm blaming something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is rare, right? Yeah. I mean, the whole list, as we'll get to, is really passing the blame to someone else, where overslept is like, yeah, you know what? my bad. Which almost never happens. No one ever takes blame for their mistakes. Why would you?
You're not going to get credit for that.
No.
So
I only use overslept when I've used every other thing on this list.
Because
people are like, I'm just so ready for his excuse. I'm just going to call him out on it. And then I'm just going to go, no, sorry, overslept. My bad.
Nah. It's such a sign of disrespect, though. Like, I just didn't care enough to even bother with a real excuse that is either real or made up. I'm just going to tell you I overslept because I didn't care.
Yeah.
Does it count if the alarm didn't go off, but it was really your snooze alarm that didn't go off again?
Oh, you like hit.
Yeah, like you hit
snooze too many times. Yeah.
That's a worse excuse, I think. Because then it's kind of on you again.
The thing about a good excuse is you don't give too many details.
Good point. As we'll get to.
Yeah.
You don't want questions.
No.
But, all right. Cool. That's that. Number four on the list. A long freight train. Paul, you want to talk about this one?
Sure, I really wanted
this.
Yeah. So if you're ever driving along and the gates come closing down on you, and you're like, oh crap, a train! I'm gonna be late. And
you should speed up and try to beat it.
No, come on.
You gotta meet one gate with the next gate. Talking about the gates of heaven.
Nice. Then it's like you're sitting there. You're like, damn, this train's long. It's like 5 mile long train going at like 20 miles an hour.
I don't even think they go that fast.
Sometimes not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on where you're at. You get stuck behind that thing. It's unpredictable. Then you try and scoot down the road that runs parallel to the train. Try and get ahead of it.
You're racing.
You start racing the train.
I'm with Paul on this one, and I've also been in the situation where I've backed up the person who made the excuse.
So
I was standing there. They're like, oh, it's just a really long train. You know, there's no way to get around it. And I'd be like, you ever started counting those trains before? It's like I get past 20 and I don't care.
There were instances growing up, too, where there's like a train that ran right through our town, and sometimes it would just stop. You're like, now I really have no idea how long I'm going to be here. So
that could be a while.
Yeah. Long freight train or commuter train, though. Just want to say.
I think it's a good one.
I actually have gone on the Amtrak, and we stopped in like the middle of nowhere, Illinois, when I was going from Chicago to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like,
is this when you were traveling with Nate Dogg or whatever your friend who you worked with was?
Oh, to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys would get Wendy's.
Yeah, Tom.
Right. But Tom.
Shout out to Tom.
Cheddar Boy Tom.
Actually, Spicy Chicken Tom.
Oh, nice.
Wendy's.
Nice.
We would just stop in like the middle of nowhere, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, what if like cars need to get by?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Powerless.
Yeah. Scott, you don't have a lot to say about long...
I mean, it's just not something that happens to me very often in the city.
Blessed.
I do have a quick story. Speaking of trains just stopping, I was in Europe and we were doing an overnight train. And we were between the border of Poland and Czech Republic. Almost in Czechoslovakia.
Humble
brag.
And
we sat there. It was like 3 a.m. And we were literally sitting there. And you know how like Polish, Czech, German, like, they're somewhat angrier languages.
Mm-hmm.
Slavic versus Germanic, sure.
Like, they're pretty harsh.
They're not a romance language.
So you got people running up and down our train, yelling for like an hour.
Why?
And like outside, and people knocking on the outside doors. We had no idea. I thought I was going to die. Apparently, you just have to stop there for a little bit, but nobody told us that.
No.
So if you're ever crossing the border.
Growing up as an American, normal. And yes, I am going to say this. Someone yelling in German near me scares the crap out of me.
Right?
No so bad. Many movies where that is the bad guy.
That's too bad for Germans. Yeah. Let's move on to number three.
Home repair, a.k.a. You know, my faucet was a little leaky this morning. Toilet ran for some reason.
Yeah, so we had a lot of discussion on this. This is a unannounced slash unexpected
home repair.
Home repair, correct?
Yeah. A slow drip from the ceiling.
Ugh.
That's a nuisance.
Yeah.
That's going to ruin your day.
I put down the 5-gallon bucket and I had to wait to see how long it took to fill up.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Expensive, too. This one's probably more expensive than any other item out there. Not pretty.
I had to wait for the repair person.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Those money pits, you know?
Problem is, if you have a problem that someone just had, then you're going to get some questions.
Mm. Oh,
it's like, oh, your AC went down. Oh, who'd you call? Mm. What type of AC did you get?
So let's,
how big is that one?
Let's clarify. These are excuses that are legitimate or illegitimate?
I think either. The excuse is so good that it could be either.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
I think they should be legitimate for the most part.
If that's the case and you're like, well, I called XYZ plumbers. Like, sure. It's not a big deal.
If they're not legitimate, though, then the worst makes no sense.
No, yes, it does. We've gone over it. We've gone over it several times.
We'll go over it later. Home repair is a good one. People expect it. That's why it's a good one.
A lot of empathy with that one, too. Yeah. People are like, because of the worst. Financial burden that also goes with it.
Yeah.
It's probably the one I want least to happen of all these.
I don't know if it's the financial burden or I just get stressed because I don't know what to do. So if there's a leak in the ceiling, I'm like, I don't even know who to call.
Yeah.
That could be 12 million things.
Am I going to have to repair my floors now?
Yeah. Do we have to blow up the building?
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
It's a teardown.
Yeah.
It's a teardown situation.
It's a total loss.
$800,000. Teardown ready.
Yeah.
Any recent home repairs you guys have had to deal with?
That's a good one. Not that I know of.
Scott?
No, we've been pretty good. Okay. It's been a rough year, though. We had to replace AC, furnace, water heater.
Oh, my.
That counts as a home repair.
Woo!
Yeah. But when I go to sell that place,
you're going to make
everything's
back.
New.
New in 2019.
Yeah.
All caps.
I did fix our dryer, personally. Fixed
it. Oh, yeah. I bought a new washer dryer, too.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a fun
year. Man. If you have any extra spare cash, donate it to Scott. Short on cash.
Set up a Venmo account.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I owe you money, by the way. Next one on excuses of being late.
Number two on the list is red lights. A very specific excuse.
You hit one, you hit them all.
Not traffic.
It's not traffic. Yeah. It's red lights.
It's a sub traffic.
Look, you hit one red light, you hit them all.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's the worst. I think I would have Rossman ruled out at some point.
Really?
How late is this making you? An extra minute?
Some red lights last for a long time.
I mean, it could be up to 5.
Don't you kind of factor that in? If you've been doing the same commute for 5 years, you kind of have a range.
You don't know when you're going to hit all the reds.
I do, though. That's an interesting question, because I do wonder when you do an online mapping service and it's like, oh, you're gonna be there in 20 minutes. It's like, does it account what does it assume you make all greens? Does it assume you make all reds, or does it average it out so you hit some greens and some reds?
Next week we're gonna have a Google engineer on.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
We'll talk about their map service.
Yeah,
I bet it sort of averages it, because there's some like intersections where it says red and then I breeze right through it on a green and I'm like, dang, beat Google by 2 minutes right there.
Yeah.
Beating Google is a great feat. Yeah. Like, don't you feel pretty good about that?
Every time I can knock off a minute, I feel like I accomplished something.
Mm-hmm. I do have a thing in my...
Algorithm's broken.
Yeah. I break them.
Stupid Google.
With my driving.
My card could have come with, if I wanted to spend like $10,000 more, it has a feature where in certain cities it tracks the red lights.
Humble brag.
And so, I don't have the card. So if you're like coming up, going down the street, it'll tell you like how long until red lights are changing.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
I don't know if that's a helpful feature or...
No, that's what the yellow's there for.
Speed the F up.
No. City yellows, you break. Suburb yellows, you speed.
Is that the rule?
Suburb yellows are, for some reason, twice as long as a city yellow. You can look that up.
Huh. Hmm. I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah.
But
go check it out.
That next week. Moving on to number one.
Number one on the list.
It feels like it's been 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah. Sorry for being late. I lost something. Lost my keys. Lost my wallet.
Eyeglasses. Spectacles. Wallet and watch.
Yeah.
Not the second one.
Yeah. Just left it out.
Yeah.
A little Austin Powers reference for y'all.
Can't lose those.
Do you know that?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Testicles. He's talking about testicles.
Yeah, this is a good one. Although, here's the problem. It's your fault. Like, once again.
No, not really. The cleaning lady moved it.
Yeah, cleaning lady. My kids were playing with my keys, and I can't find them.
What kind of bougie life do you guys lead? Oh, the cleaning
lady.
Oh,
could I have a kid?
Oh, wow. Jeez. Scott. Jeez.
You have a cleaning lady, don't you?
I do not have a cleaning lady, unless it's my wife.
Whoa!
You're going to be in trouble now. She does not listen to the podcast lately, so I'll just tell her to skip this one.
Yep. I'm sure she'll struggle.
She'll appreciate that. Yeah. Keys, wallet. I still think it's your fault. So.
Yeah, kind of, but... Yeah,
sure, but it...
Phone.
Look, it happened. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I tried my best. Yeah.
It's an easy one. There aren't a lot of follow-up questions. So that's a good thing.
It's kind of an open-shut case.
Yeah. So something that...
Where'd you find it?
No, it was in the car.
It was supposed to be.
I don't know.
Something that peeves...
It was in my pocket the whole time.
I have done that before.
Yeah.
If you own an Apple Watch, there's a button on it where if you hit it, it'll ping your phone if you lose your phone.
Humble brag.
Exactly.
If I would see Scott's Apple Watch on his wrist.
I won this.
It only works, though, if your phone is not on vibrate.
So what's the fucking point?
And so my wife always loses her phone, and it's always on vibrate.
Yeah.
And it just... I'm like, ping it. She goes, nah, it's not worth it.
So on Pixels, if your phone's on vibrate or silent and you lost it, you can go on your computer and have it make a beeping noise and track. Like, it'll show a GPS where it is as well. It's pretty nice. One time, Jamie lost her phone or left it in a lift, and she went on her computer and was tracking on GPS and could, like, see it moving, like, with a car.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, and then she pinged it, and the person, the driver called or picked up, and she got it back.
So. This week's episode sponsored by the Google Pixel 4.
Yeah. Just, you know what?
Now. Or 5.
Shout out to Apple, though. New feature that I realized, probably not new at all, but I had a dinner, went to sales on Saturday, and I had a reservation on my calendar. And it said, when I got there, it's like, would you like to, I see you're at sales, or you have a reservation at sales, would you like to turn off notifications while you're at dinner?
Whoa. Yeah. Dang.
I said, no.
It does that for all my meetings. So it'll be like, do not disturb during this call. And I'm like, no, I need to use my phone. Thank you.
Yeah. No. I need someone to get me out of this meeting.
Yeah. Someone needs me.
That's really nice. Yeah. I have not noticed that before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Comes with the iPhone 7.
Oh. Big time.
All right. That was our list. Alarm didn't go off, / overslept, long freight train, home repair, red lights, lost item or items. Could lose multiple items, I guess.
Correct.
Lost and dignity. We did have a worse this week, which, you know, got some controversy on the Facebook page.
Yeah. So
what's the worst?
The worst this week, family emergency. And so it's a worst in so many levels. A, if it's true, bless you. B, if it's not true, it asks too many follow-up questions.
Yeah, this is one where if someone's like, I had a family emergency, it's over and shut case.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, I hope everything's okay. There's literally no other response.
Yeah, but if you go deeper and say, like, oh, my grandma fell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not true. Oh, how's she doing? Something wrong? Did you have to take her to the hospital? Can I send flowers?
I would never offer that information.
that's on you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have offered
family
that.
Emergency. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Please respect my privacy during this time.
I mean, it is kind of an issue, not only right away, the follow-up questions, but like a couple days later. Be like, oh, is everything okay?
Yeah.
And then you might be like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, oh, wasn't much of an emergency then, was it?
True.
Karen, loyal listener.
Shout out to Karen.
education advocate, so she hates you now, all of you.
Is she a teacher as well?
She is. Well, she's in administration now.
Oh, okay. But good on you, teacher. Karen. Yeah. Congrats. Congrats on that promotion.
Good save. Good save. She is wondering how many actually someday maybe. Okay. No.
Hey, you know, Karen, shoot for the stars. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
She's wondering who actually has family emergencies, because then it wouldn't be the worst.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm following.
Yeah, is she saying it should be the best excuse?
Yeah, because there's no questions.
But you don't. If it's real, you don't actually want that to be your reality.
This is where you guys screw up the list, because the criteria just flip flops based on how you want it to be.
I literally texted you worst family emergencies, and you went okay.
Well, there's no evidence of that.
Worst, because if it's real, then it's pretty bad. You don't want. I mean, I can deal with red lights. I can deal with the long commuter train. Grandma falls down. I'm gonna be pretty shook.
I only have four grandparents, and that's four excuses I can use. The second I go fifth grandparent, people don't believe me anymore.
So that's another way to look at it.
Yeah.
It's a finite amount of excuses.
So isn't it an excuse if it happened and it shook you? It's not really an excuse. That's just a, it happened.
It's a reason, which is a synonym for an excuse.
Oh, man.
On being this late, not for being late.
This is a mess. All right.
No.
Worst was family emergency.
Yeah. Karen's comment, shout out to Karen, huge fan. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand it, to be honest.
But. Well, she didn't understand your logic.
Well,
making the list.
Two side of you on here.
Yeah. But people, speaking of people not understanding things, I think we got some comments to go over.
Evan.
Okay.
Evan with the poll.
If you couldn't tell, I stuttered in the beginning because I got so excited that I might have been able to pull this off.
We had a lot of comments this week.
Wow, Scott, really excited about that.
Not many comments.
Quick shout out, Christian. Yeah. Best comment of all time.
Comment of the year, maybe.
Yeah. I texted the guys when we were making this list, should we put this on there?
Mm-hmm.
But it was in my top five, but it wasn't in my excuses.
Yeah.
So, what she said was the worst should be failed contraception. Which, that's a doozy.
Yeah.
That's a doozy.
Different take on the word being late, but.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was clever.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else? Lindsay, speaking of contraception, Triple L's came in with my kids are being assholes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possible thing.
Yeah.
But here's we talked about kids being on the excuse list, and we thought kids is a reason why not to show up, not necessarily to be late.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem true, though. Kids are going to make you late.
Or they're plenty just not going
to
let you show up.
I guess if they're sick, it's a great excuse to be like, got to work from home. Can't come in.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main reasons to have a kid is to get out of things you don't want to do.
Exactly.
It's like, you know what? We would, but little Tommy's got napped during that time, so can't make it.
The amount of times I've
never gotten, wanted to go.
Yeah. Tommy.
The amount of times I've gotten dinner with the in-laws has gone way down since Landon's been born.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
Just you wait until you need them to come over and watch Landon.
I'm like, nope, we're busy.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Thank you to Brian, who came up with a few ideas.
Yeah.
My favorite being time is a flat circle. Does anything really matter?
Yeah.
So he put it as number five. I think it's number one in his list.
Yep. Also, spent all morning organizing my collection of ice cream sundae miniature batting helmet dishes.
He got pretty specific.
Yeah. He went very specific, yeah. Or number one on his left my hot pocket in the microwave too long and burned the inside of my mouth.
Which we've all been there. Happens to everyone.
We've all been there.
Yeah. And then I took another bite and it was freezing cold.
God, I haven't had a hot pocket in way too long. Mm. Those are good. I'd rather, if I was going to do one of those, I'd rather do a French bread pizza, though. Stouffer's French bread
pizza. If you want to burn your mouth, you want to have the French bread pizza.
It's so, better.
Yeah.
What else do we have here?
Nick with Dog Got Out.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk much about pets.
Pets, another reason to have a pet.
Pets, I would...
get out of stuff.
My vote was pets easily. Was...
I got to go home to...
Got to get the dog out.
Yeah, leaving early is pets.
Yes, reason to leave early.
Yeah.
Kids is on that list, too.
Mm-hmm. Late, it doesn't really work. Oh, I had to walk the dog. Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, that doesn't take that long.
You could say, oh, but the dog didn't go to the bathroom, so I had to wait for him or her to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't want to come home with crap on my carpet, Karen. Jeez.
Wow. Karen getting called out.
Wait, are you referring to Karen Pizer?
No, not... Not Karen.
Kaiser Saxon.
Different Karen.
Karen with an E. Yeah, with an E.
Yeah, home issues. Let's see. What else do they have? Nick actually pretty much agreed.
He just flipped things around. Yeah.
Putting kids. Izza with the comment of someone fainted on the L, which apparently this happens.
Yeah. So I think it was Friday, last Friday. I had this conductor. We were at the merchandise mart. So I'm one stop away, and he's like...
Was it the doc?
No, it's not the doc. Oh, no, doc, it was this old Italian guy. You ever had him?
Yeah.
he's given a lot of updates. He's like, we're going to be waiting a minute. There's someone passed out, so we're going to be waiting. And like 2 minutes later, he's like, yeah, we're waiting. Someone passed out. We got someone coming to check him out, but we should be moving quickly. Like another 2 minutes later, he's like, yeah, so that person fainted. It's like, we get it, man.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was pretty quick overall, considering someone passed out on the train.
I think I had that happen like 3 months ago. It was in my car, but on the other side of the car, so I had no idea what was going on. But like, someone just goes, you see, also, can you press the button to like talk to the conductor? Everyone's like, no.
Nah.
You know, someone fainted, and the guy's like, no.
You know what that does to my commute?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be late.
Yeah. We'll press the button when we get into Merch Mart, okay? So I can get off this train.
The L's a pretty good excuse overall because it is slow a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Inconsistent. Like, no one's going to question that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we Ubered home on Friday because it was like 15 minutes till the next L.
Yeah, that was insane.
Man, 15 minutes? That's a long wait.
I can't wait for episode 60. We're so close to getting out of this. Well, yeah, those were most of the... comments. CJ
with car issues.
Coming up with car issues.
Classic.
Yeah. That's kind of like home repair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My transmission.
Got to check the specs.
My transmission did a thing.
Rotary gardener.
Yeah.
I'm.
but yeah, anything else, guys, on the comments?
Good anything here. From the long Good list engagement. That we.
Oh, yeah. Anything we missed here?
I don't remember.
You guys loved 90s action movies. We had a ton of comments.
Oh, one of the best, another good one. Uber. My Uber took a weird route.
Oh, yeah. Or my Uber
had
canceled on me.
Up.
Yeah, or my Uber canceled some. And then also, babysitter came late.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't leave on time.
Yep.
Fucking babysitter.
It was raining.
It's the worst.
Weather.
Yeah.
Inclement weather.
Yeah.
Good in the winter.
Talk about Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My plans were canceled on Saturday because of that and other things.
Someone wrote down old people. Someone in my handwriting wrote down old people.
Fair. You never understood that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just mean.
Well, if you lived in South Florida like I did, old people make you late.
You lived in Florida.
I haven't lived in Florida. I thought you were from Highland Park.
High school. and also, I was hungry. Had to eat something before I got here. Sorry.
That's pretty lame. What's more important, eating or being on time?
Pass.
Good answer. Yeah.
So I think that was a list. It.
Yeah, that's the list.
That's a podcast, I think.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween to everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween week.
Thanks for...
Very spooky.
So much excitement over there.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for subscribing and listening. Have a happy Halloween. Make sure you don't get any Three Musketeers bars.
Get all of the Three Musketeers bars and then give them to me.
But y'all know what to do.
Smash that like button.
See you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
It was a monster mash. A monster mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my my monster from his lab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.